I'm absolutely horrified right now with what is happening in Gaza and Palestine. And I just, like, I can't stay quiet on this. Like, obviously, I've been posting on my stories and everything because I believe, like, we all have a duty to humanity. And all this stuff coming out of a moment, and they're just bombed ambulances and everything. Like, what kind of sick, sadistic fuckers do that? It is absolutely horrific. And I'm not interested in all that spiritual love and light bullshit of, oh, I've got to stay high vibe and don't watch it. Fuck you. Like, we're all human and we all have a duty to humanity. We all have a duty to humanity, but there are some sick, sadistic, demonic fuckers in this world. And as somebody who's like deeply in tune and touch like higher consciousness and everything like that from a spiritual perspective, I see like how things are unfolding. I see the duality in the world. I see the illusion. I see the illusion. Like, I see the fucking illusion. I see it all. I see the truth through the illusion. And I see the lies and how deeply detached so many humans are from their heart, how deeply detached so many humans are from their heart, from their truth, how people are just fueled by dark entities, demonic entities, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Like, but it is a virus. It is like this sadistic, horrific virus of psychopaths that lives in so many people without them even realizing, because it's a program, it's a system, it's just something designed to keep humanity in division, to keep humanity in like this cycle, this program of death and destruction and war and suffering and poverty and whatever shit people are experiencing. And I just, like, from a human perspective, I can't understand how anyone could do that to another person. And I'm not one of these people who likes to create videos and cry on him, like, oh, look at me, whatever. I just, my heart feels it. I just feel like, what can we do to help as somebody who works with truth, who works with illusion, who's a healer? Like, I just feel like this, just like, I look around and it's like the world is so broken. People are so nasty to each other. There's so much hate and division and war and suffering. And I keep asking, like, what more can I do to help people? Like, as a healer, I just wish I could click my fingers and take it all away from everybody. And I hate seeing the division in the world. I hate war. I hate people using that as a justification. Oh, we need to go to war. No, we don't. We don't need to go to war. We have to respect each other and respect each other's differences and everything. Instead of being like, well, I don't like what you said and I don't like what you did and everything and fuck you and let's bomb you. That's just such a bullshit narrative. It's such a fucking bullshit narrative. Like, we're meant to live in peace. We're meant to live in harmony. We're meant to live with love for each other and for ourselves. That's how we're meant to be. And I hate seeing the suffering in the world. I absolutely fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I just, and obviously there's like, and I don't connect into a spiritual community anyway because I think most of it's bullshit and like New Age stuff is fucking bullshit anyway. But like, anyone denying, like, being like, oh, I'm gonna stay high vibe, I can't watch stuff, whatever. Like, I just think that's such a bullshit narrative, because each of us are like experiencing this right now. And obviously I see from a higher perspective how truth is coming through and illusion is shattering. Like, illusion is shattering within everybody right now, within countries, people, identities and everything, because wherever we've built our identity on a false self, be that a country, an ideology, our own identity with ourselves or whatever, wherever we've built that on illusion, on a false self, it is crumbling right now. We are in this age of truth, and we're witnessing so much more crumbling down and, you know, falling down systems, institutions, organizations, people, whatever, because it has to. Like, we can't move forwards as consciousness when we're living from a place of illusion as to who we really are, that we are divine fucking beings, infinite beings of source consciousness, infinite beings of divine consciousness. We are truth. We're meant to live from a place of truth and divinity. And yet the world is designed, this, you know, to divide people and to fuel hate and war and suffering and all this fucking shitty energy. And my heart just breaks for the people of Gaza right now. Like, it fucking breaks. And, like, to bomb outside a hospital, to bomb hundreds, thousands of people, it's just, it's sadistic. Like, this is the behavior of sadists, of psychopaths, of narcissistic psychopaths. This is the behavior of psychopaths. With no empathy, there is no heart connection, there is no empathy, no connection to another human. They are empty vessels, soulless, whatever you want to say, soulless, empty vessels. And it just breaks my heart that, like, this is, these are the people who lead countries. Like, these are the people in governments. Psychopaths, sadists with no empathy. You just have to watch them all fake crying on the fucking TV to see it. Like, and I feel it. I feel it all, and I see the illusion. I can see through any fucker and see where they are lying. I see through any fucker and see where they're lying. And there are so many people in positions of power who are full of shit, and they are lying, and they are false, and they are full of illusion. And I just, like, this is insanity. This is complete fucking insanity. Absolute insanity. This is insane. This is absolutely insane right now. And it is such sadistic behavior. And then you've got all these countries saying, oh, yes, we're going to go to war. We're going to go, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, why? When did war and fighting become, like, how we resolve issues with each other? You know, we teach children not to fight and to talk or whatever, and then you've got these grown fucking ass men who are fighting with each other and just like, oh yes, I don't agree with you, so I'm gonna bomb you. Well, I'm gonna bomb you bigger. Fuck you. Fuck you. Because that is such a bullshit narrative. That is such a bullshit way to be. When there are people suffering and people being murdered and just for existing, like, what the absolute fuck? What the absolute fuck? Like, something has to change. Something has to change in this world. Like, people have to open their hearts, connect into the heart, stop, like, disconnecting from it, stop disconnecting from their hearts and from the truth. Because these people who are doing all this right now, there is nothing within them. It's like, the heart, there's no heart, there's no empathy, there's no connection to another human being. It's just dark energy, dark demonic energy, you know, whatever you want to call it, like dark demonic energy that is doing all of this, that is feeding off of all this suffering and all this pain that people are going through. And yet it keeps on going. It keeps on going. It's fucking bullshit. It's absolute fucking bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And I'm just horrified with the state of humanity right now. The fact that it's so broken. And yes, people are coming together, and it's amazing to witness people coming together and supporting each other and everything like that. But then there's these others who are just so disconnected from themselves, so disconnected from the heart, so disconnected from the divine, who are so fueled by hate and bloodlust and murder and what a demonic energy, that they just, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's just nothing inside of them. Nothing. And it's disgusting. And it's horrifying that this is the state of the world.